think a lot about the Korean Christian circle and like
the ancestral Asian dating.
Oh.
Well, my name is Caleb, and I'm a content creator and a social media consultant.
How'd you guys get together?
So I gave her the fuckboy.
Wait, I was going to say, yeah, I exactly. think I know what viewpoint you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
About.
Calm Hills. If you're a good person, that's the only people that I want to have around me. Just knowing yourself is the most important thing.
Hi everyone, I'm Hannah and welcome back to another episode of Prugogi Pod. Today we have on Caleb.
Hello.
Hey, you guys might recognize him from literally every single video of his.
Jesus, I'm telling you, put Hannah Park in my car for fellowship after. Oh, I don't want Jessica. Jessica looks weird after this. Hang up, Prususu. Come to... No, that's not.
You've been popping up. Everyone has been sending me your content.
Oh, for real?
Especially
shit.
The Christian fuckboy one.
Good.
And so, yeah, if you guys want to check Caleb out, check out his Instagram. Everything will be linked here down below. But yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Yeah.
Your background?
So my name is Caleb, and I'm a content creator and a social media consultant. So currently right now I got like three clients that I do social media marketing for or influencer partnerships.
Oh,
and that's what I do for bread right now.
Okay.
And then just on the regular, like I just kind of like chill. I like coffee. I like taking photos, videos. That's pretty much how I started in the content space. So I actually started off as a filmmaker and an actor.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, so that's pretty much how I got like started with all the content creator stuff. Uh-huh. And then I just had a huge passion of that. And then I was trying to be like acting. So that's why I got into like some like Wong Fu videos as like a background person.
Oh.
And then also like the Jubilee videos and stuff. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so going from kind of the creative like directing acting world and into content creation, so how did that like transition happen? Did it happen like naturally or like what was the vibe?
So pretty much when I started TikTok, it was because two people in the group that I was in before, like they started TikTok and then they had like 10k and 15k.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And the thing is, like at back then in the day, like that number is crazy on Instagram and just thinking about it, right? So you're thinking about TikTok side, it's like, how did these people get these numbers?
Right, it was happening really fast.
Exactly, and then it was just like, no one really hit a million, like Charlie D'Amelio or something, right? And then I'm just like, oh, they're making content, like might as well let me try making these content and figuring out, right? So I just did content and tried to figure out what I should be making, what is TikTok? And before, I tried to do it in like, I think October.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure out, is this a dancing app? So I started b-boying and I'm like, this ain't me. This ain't what I really want to do. So I was just like, okay, this isn't the direction I'm going to go in.
Oh, okay.
So then that's why I started making like growing up Asian American or different things like that. The early TikToks, it was just kind of like figuring it out and you're just doing the trends.
Yes.
And then after a while, one of my videos blew up. It was the Jubilee video. And then from there, it was like, oh, like I recognize this occurrence because it went viral. Like this girl chose a guy, turns out the guy had a boyfriend, I mean girlfriend.
Oh,
sorry, I got a burp.
That's okay.
Yeah, if that's
good. What'd you eat?
I ate some sundubu from BCD.
Okay,
so
nice.
Sponsor me. No, it's good.
No, but actually,
yeah, please. But anyways, so the girl had a, I mean the boy had a, you know, a girlfriend, and then she was like, wait, what? She thought it was a prank.
Right.
Went viral on Twitter, and I just put that moment and people were asking me like story time, what happened, blah blah blah. In that episode or that video, there's three dudes that had girlfriends and they went to the dating show.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. And one of them brought his girlfriend to the set.
What?
So, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so like, was there like no check prior to this of like, are you in a relationship? Like, what is your relationship status? Like,
No. They checked or they asked, like, we asked for single people.
Right.
And then, I mean, some people do anything for clout. You know what I mean? It's like an experience, like, you know, they want to go or whatever.
For sure.
So it's like, it happens. But yeah, I mean, some of the people that I'm still like, you know, following and friends with. And then one of them actually is like a big ass musician, Ty Verdes. Like,
Oh, yeah.
So he was on that episode as well. So a very cool dude. But yeah, that was just that crazy experience. Just posting those videos onto TikTok and making my own content, the Korean appa, Korean dad stuff.
No, for sure. Like, I think a lot of times I think about like the Korean American experience, of course. And like the way that you capture it is like just so detailed, so accurate.
Appreciate
and I'm like,
it.
Oh, you've lived it. So yeah, I've been really loving your content. And so yeah, when it comes to being Asian American, and you know, kind of like growing up in this culture of like oh, I have to make it. Like, uh-huh. I have to, like, maybe do it for my parents. Like, mm-hmm. what has, like, that experience been?
Like, making it in entertainment or just, like, in general?
In general, I guess.
So, the thing is, for me, my dad passed away, actually, when I was 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so pretty much single mom. So, like, that hustle. Like, she raised me since I was, like, 10.
Oh,
so then I think it's just more like my dad was a conductor, and so he was really into the arts. So it was almost in a way for me to be in the arts to like honor him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty much why I got more into the arts. That's why I wanted to do singing in the beginning, because I was in like San Francisco Boys Choir, church choir, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then I wanted to do that, but I was like, oh, music is a very sensitive topic for me because of my dad's passing, so I didn't really want to jump into that. So yeah. That's why I more went to like the visual aspects of things. Like I love music videos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So stuff like that makes me more excited about art and creation. And obviously you want to make it. Like for me, it's more like how I've seen people who came from like nothing to uh-huh. like to like rich or whatever, success or whatever.
Right.
They came from the struggle, and it was through music, entertainment, internet, all that stuff. Like right. it was growing. YouTubers who like grew up broke, like Rice Gum, he slept on the floor like in Vegas and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he came up, now he's balling, right? So that kind of like saw like, oh, internet money is like the way to go,
right?
So that's like the best way to fast track to success or whatever. There's the tech route. I was never the smart kid in school. I think it was more like, I was a smart kid when I was a kid. I was in like this thing called Gate Program and stuff, right?
I took the test. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, I was like smart. And then when my dad passed away, I think I just got depressed. So then I got like slacked and all that stuff. And then I just didn't want to be in class. I took night school twice.
Oh.
I took summer school, all that stuff. So I wasn't a really smart kid. And I was like that kid who I always asked for like a pencil. And all that.
I'm like, how are you not bringing a freaking pencil?
Exactly. Yeah. That. And then also too, it's really funny because I took Japanese, and then the teacher would ask like, oh, did you bring your thing? So I learned stuff because I don't actually know that much Japanese, but I took it for 4 years. But things I know is hon arimasu, which means I don't got my book, and empitsu kudasai, which means can I get a pencil please?
So
that's the thing I remember. So that's something that I kind of like grew up with. But yeah, like for me, it was just like, oh, I got to make it because this is the only way I know. I used to dance a lot, and I think that's why I expressed myself. Like, I did all the rallies.
Oh.
I was, like, the president for our B-Boy Club thing, and then I was more into that sphere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so I'm more in the arts, and then let's see what happens. But then I learned about marketing, and marketing is just about, like, noise. You know, getting attention. And like, I was like, okay, like I know how to get attention because I'm a dancer. Like you want to do flashy things and all that stuff. So like, how can I get this in an educated way? And then when I was in college, obviously like, oh, I'm a man. Like I got to help my mom. I got to, you know, help her financially, whatever. I got to make it. So that's always been on my head.
Oh, I see.
So, so I think that's pretty much why I was like, oh, I got to make it. I got to succeed and all that stuff. So I'm probably the hardest critic on myself. But my girlfriend is usually the one who kind of like helps me like, hey, you're doing good, and keeps me grounded on that sense. But then,
Oh, okay. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, you know, with like the knowledge of all of that, I can like see and like appreciate even more so like how hard you're working. Like maybe like learning to not be as hard on ourselves. Cause like we're constantly putting ourselves out there constantly. Like I feel like thinking about what other people are thinking about us. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to be like judgmental and critical and all of that.
Like in the very beginning, to be honest, I was just like really hard on myself, and I was like grinding. I was like, I was making a short film, I was like figuring it out. Like I'm in the Bay, I'm not in LA, so I'm still up in the Bay, and it's just kind of like, oh, how do I, you know, go on to YouTube? Or like YouTube and Instagram was the only thing. TikTok wasn't the thing,
right
until 2020, and then TikTok like changed the game. Like OG YouTubers or people who never like hit like, you know, Ryan Higa level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like those people like blew up through TikTok. And that's great because, you know, these people are passionate about what they love doing, like either making skits, being a comedian, cooking, whatever.
Right.
Like that platform skyrocketed people's careers, and then they could do this full time. And like I got a lot of homegirls or homeboys like who just do this like full time now. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see that. And it's like really encouraging because like I know some people get salty. It's like, oh, I don't have like X whatever followers. But like if you see your homies like just living life,
right,
they could pay rent, they could eat good food.
Right.
Like you're set. You know, that's life. You know, that's how you succeed. It's just more like you get to do what you love to do.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in this rat race, you know, 9 to 5. Like I don't knock 9 to 5 either. I respect that like 100%. But it's like kind of cool to see people who like grew up what they're passionate about. Like they danced, you know, and then like, you know, in high school or college. And they're just full-time dancers now.
Yeah. I like, you know, have seen so many people like actually be given the opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think on the previous platforms, it's a little bit harder to get discovered.
But 100%.
TikTok algo is just on it. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, you're finally serving me content that I like want to see. Like I mm-hmm. get to support people that like I believe in and are passionate about. So yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah, because also like TikTok changed the game with like Snapchat, IG Reels, YouTube Shorts. This is the competitive space we needed to, you know, get new creators to come out.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then kind of going back a little bit to mm-hmm. what you had mentioned about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
How she like keeps you grounded. Yeah, I guess like, I love a little bit of drama and dating.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, yeah, how did that come about? How'd you guys get together?
Yeah, it was actually really funny. So my girlfriend followed me and then unfollowed me and followed me again.
Okay.
So she did that tactic thing. She was like, to get my attention. I saw mutuals the first time.
You know?
And then I was just like, oh, okay. I noticed her. I was like, the second time, I'm like, oh, I'll follow you back. You know, right. You're cute, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then in her head, she tells me like later after like 6 months of dating, she was like, yeah, when you follow me back, I was like, ah, this whore, he probably follows like all pretty bitches and all that stuff. So I was just like, nah, I swear.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. No. But then like after that, I put up on my stories like, I'll give you a song if you vibe, you know, with whatever you vibe, your vibe is.
Okay.
I sent her like Saba Miss Whoever.
Love Saba so much.
Yeah, Saba's dope.
Yeah.
And then I sent her that song and then we just kind of like left it there. And then I saw her on Hinge and I was like, I'm gonna send her, you know, a little heart like and then all that stuff. And then we started chatting. And then that's how we started. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The internet. Yeah.
You're right, the internet. And so did it ever cross your mind to DM her rather than like message her on Hinge?
Oh.
Like, what was the...
Oh, the dynamics of that?
Yeah.
So I tend to not DM... You know, just like I just don't want record, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I just don't want anything like that. So it's just more like naturally, like we'll see.
And then also if you see them on Hinge, it's like, oh, okay, I know for sure. Like
it's intentional.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like it's kind of like, I think speed dating has gotten really, really popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like in-person speed dating.
In-person speed dating.
Oh, okay.
Or like just like dating clubs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it's nice because the intention is there. Like you don't have to like go out. Like I'm not at Lock and Key going, oh, who's single?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know. And so I think it being intentional, it being on Hinge, like that completely makes sense. I love a little, a little message,
a little
shoot your shot.
Yeah. Shoot message. So yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Oh.
Went pretty smooth. And now we've been dating for about like almost 2 years now. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to kind of the dynamics of your relationship, mm-hmm. Like, you seem pretty extroverted.
Yeah.
Is this correct?
Yeah.
And then
ENFJ.
What about, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then what about your girlfriend?
So I'm an ENFJ. She's an INFJ. So she's introverted. But the thing is for ENFJs, we tend to be like extroverted, but we're still pretty like chill. Like we're more of the chiller extroverted people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I like my alone time and then I like being at home. I don't like going full out like usually too. It just depends. Like maybe if it's like someone's birthday or someone I care about and then we just want to go, or like there's good music at the club and then I would just break dance or like just dance like crazy because I mean I'm from the Bay, so like, you know.
Yeah you gotta throw a little, what is it,
you gotta sneeze. yeah so like stuff like that. So it's just kind of fun. So it's kind of, oh, it's funny to see the difference between LA and SF, like kind of like nightlife dancing and stuff.
What is it like?
Well, when I went to like parties like or whatever, it just seemed very like, hi, like what's your name, or like some people are like dancing like this.
A little
and then,
white girl dance.
Yeah, kind of like that. And then I'm just like, oh, okay, this is more like laid back kind of, you know, in LA, in my opinion. But in the Bay, it's, you know, a little bit more, you know.
Oh, okay. I do hear from a lot of people that LA crowds are kind of lame. I can see it. I'm like, oh, you guys aren't out here, like, you know, doing all the moves. So.
I mean, I think I've seen some stuff though. Like, I think in OC there's like that day club or whatever. I've been seeing whatever, but I forgot what it's called. I mean, I'm not from here, but
I have no idea. No,
it's like
clue.
A day club, but anyways.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, fun. And so when it comes to your girlfriend being introverted and you being extroverted, like, how have you seen that like dynamic play out? Because I think, you know, for some context, like, I just went on a trip with one of my girlfriends and we're talking about introverts and extroverts. And I was like, maybe I need to date an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my entire life, I'm like, I want someone who's extroverted. Like, I love going out. Like, I love meeting new people and like being surrounded by people all the time. And so I want that as well. Like, I want my partner to be with me, like, right. you know, or at least like have like the social battery, I guess, to mm-hmm. like stay out. And so I guess for you, like, mm-hmm. what has, like, have you seen like struggles arise? Like, is that something mm-hmm. that you guys have had to work through? Like,
yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's been pretty good. Like, for me, like, communication is key. Mm-hmm. So I just ask her to let me know if you feel like a type of way, if you don't want to go. Like, I think yesterday was a prime example. I went to the Wan Soju event and then she was at the hotel, and then I just did my thing. You know, she didn't want to like kind of socialize. She wanted to like recharge. So like, I'll let her do that. And it was like, I'm not going to be like, why aren't you like coming out? Why aren't you like, you know, whatever. It's like, she's tired. She's tired. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
And then also, if like we're going out, it's getting a little late and she wants to go, then I was like, okay, like, let me say my byes, let me do my rounds, and then we'll head out.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. It's just like, you just want to communicate, set boundaries. And I think that's like the best way to go.
I love that.
Yeah.
You just like keep it simple.
Yeah. Keep it simple. And then it's just like, usually not like an ego thing or like a, you know, like a, you shouldn't be mad at your partner if they don't want to go out, you know, like you got to be communicative of that, and it's okay. I think it's also better because like, I'm not like a loud person wanting to go out like all the time or something.
So there's like a little bit more balance.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of balance. Like, we'll still go out, but the thing is, we might not do like clubs or something. Like, we'll go to like a lounge and get like a cocktail, just us two. We like going to like this cocktail bar, specialty cocktails and stuff. We just get like a tomato soup. And like a grilled cheese, like a truffle grilled cheese thing.
Oh my gosh. And then we'll just eat it. So cozy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cozy vibes. Good, you know, good vibes. We know like the bartender, we know the waiters, waitress, all that stuff. And we're like, hey, it's good seeing you, whatever. And then it's kind of nice having that familiarity.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So I like being extroverted, but I like going to spots that I'm very comfortable with. Like, I know the people there. I know, like, you know, I go to this bar and it's like a gaming lounge and all that stuff. They have a PC bong on the side.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I meet all the people. I'm like, yo, what's up, Justin? Like, you know, he's a bartender and all that. And then, you know, you just like to meet people that, you know, like, I think something called like the third space or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's been kind of like trending lately. People have been talking about how like that place is being gone. So it's just more like, okay, this is like my spot for my third place or whatever, space or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, I think like I kind of like teeter back and forth between like going to places that I like know and I'm comfortable at, but it's like still out, right? Mm-hmm. It's still a third space.
Right.
At the same time, I think like I can get kind of extreme in like mm-hmm. wanting to try new things and mm-hmm. wanting to like meet new people. Even like a thought I've been having recently is like, I love my friends so much. I have a lot of like close girlfriends and mm-hmm. whatnot. But I almost feel like I'm neglecting them in ways because time mm-hmm. is very limited.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm like, 100. You know, you have to like kind of grind, network, whatever, and meet new people. And so yeah, that's something that I've been like trying to like find mm-hmm. balance in.
Mm-hmm.
And so is like you have you like gravitated towards like those comfortable spaces because you used to go out a lot, or did mm-hmm. you always like enjoy like the comfort of something familiar?
I think it was because like I had very bad anxiety in like beginning of college, so like I would get anxious in class and I would just dip, like I skip class. I mean, it's college, you know, you're paying for it, so you could just dip whenever, right?
Right.
Just get good grades and pass, that's all you need, right?
Yeah.
I would go to like this coffee shop called Sue's Gallery, and then I would just study and look at the mountains, and I was like, oh, I realize I like these kinds of spaces because it calms me down and stuff. So it was never like, oh, it's because I had like a wildlife, I want to like tame it down. It was just more like, oh, I was like anxious most of the time, I need like a place to like meditate or like calm down. Even though I'm drinking coffee, like it's caffeine, right? But then it was just more like, oh, like I like this experience of like calmness because there's so much going on. And then also like for me, like with those relationships, if someone's close to me, I'll bring them to these places, you know, because it might be hidden from like the rest of the world, you know, in the beginning. And then like some people like come, and then that's when the community follows you. So they build community through like, oh, I got friends with the barista, and then they get to meet my friends, and then there's like more community in that aspect. In my send off, actually, it was crazy because when I went to Biola, like I had like this big pool party that I used to work at, so I got the rental for free, and then I hired two of my lifeguard friends and all that stuff. So they're lifeguarding. And then we had like a music thing and all that. And everybody from like different coffee shops, restaurants that I go to or whatever, whoever friend and community, they all came to that place. And I did like a 100-person potluck. So people from...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so everyone brought food. I had a friend whose mom owns, like, a boba shop. So she brought, like, 2-3 jugs of boba and, like, all that stuff. And then it was, like, some of them worked at, like, Banchan. And then they were, like, a manager. So they brought, like, a bunch of Banchan and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it's just, like, that community aspect is something really important to me. So, that's why I'm really loving the places that I select. It's, like, this is my spot. And then, you know, I love gatherings. Because, like, for me, like, I didn't really grow up with, like, a birthday party because I didn't have much money like that.
Mm.
So it was really cool to do that aspect because it was, like, favors. Or, like, you know, just, like, asking, you know,
like
just...
friends. Yeah,
friends and family. It's just, like, a community. And pretty much how I got that idea was something called Yes Theory. They're like a YouTube channel and they did like this party. It was like throwing the biggest party for $0, you know? So they had like a musician and all that stuff. So they called everybody. So that I got inspired by that. So that's how that kind of like event like happened. And
right. Oh, I love that so much. I feel like community is something like I'm constantly like looking for. Mm-hmm. Like I think when I think about life and like where I find the most enjoyment, it's like through connection. And so I love to hear that, like, you're bringing together, like, so many different people from different, like, facets of your life.
Yeah.
And so, actually, back in the day, I used to run really anxious. I still run a little anxious. It's gotten a lot better, but I think I had the most anxiety when I had to, like, mix friend groups.
Oh, yeah, that shit crazy.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. It's so awkward sometimes because, like, that does still happen to me. Like, I just had a birthday party, and it was, like, different groups.
Oh.
Right. But some people recognize either through my stories or like, you know, just people like I hang out with and then they just so happen to meet and all that. Or I'm going doing something with a friend and then we run into each other.
Yeah.
So that stuff always gets me anxious. But activities are the best way to go.
Okay.
That's... So there's this objective to do something like Kahoot
or
like, you know, things about Caleb, you know, or whatever.
Oh,
so,
right. Sorry. You're good.
ABCD. Yeah, but then, what do you call it? It's, like, really nice to have, like, those kind of, like, activities or something to do.
Uh-huh.
And then it's okay. Like, if you have, like, 40 people, 20-20 could, like, split up. Or, like, 10-10-10, you know, they could split up and do their own things. And that birthday was a good indicator. Like, for me, I just like to put good people around me. You know what I'm saying? So if they're good people, they're going to be nice to other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, they don't care if, you know, you look different or, like, you know, you do something different. Like, some of my friends, like, they do creative stuff. Some people are in tech. Some people come from the church. Some people don't come from the church. Like, I just, like, if you're a good person, that's the only people that I want to have around me, you know? So, like, that's how it mellows out. Because I know, like, no one's going to be, like, either bitchy or, like, whatever, or an asshole or whatever, like, to other people, so.
Right. It's, like, kind of that built-in trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, like, if I see someone who's alone, I'm going to go talk to you.
Oh, 100%,
like, like, that's, like, a, I don't know, like, natural. Maybe not natural to other people, but definitely, like, I think if you have, like, good heart and, like, intention, like, it's always like that, for sure.
It's just an honesty. Just be honest. Be kind, you know, just be real. And then people are willing to, like, just help you out, you know? So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, like, I feel like growing up, I, like, learned to, like, sugarcoat a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, where did you learn, like, how to communicate like this? Like, being upfront, just, like, candor as, like, the forefront.
I think it was because of college, my anxiety, my people-pleasing, whatever, trying to, like, make it to all these different type of hangouts. Because, like, oh, if I don't make it here...
It's like,
yeah, then it's the
I'm
end
not gonna
of,
get I'm not gonna get invited again.
Yeah, or invited again, or just like they're gonna think I hate them or something.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah, that was a big thing for me. But the thing is, I was like, my health is deteriorating. I'm like getting anxious even more because I'm stressed out.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, I gotta set boundaries. So then the boundaries part, you know, really helped it out. And then I'm like, what else could help with that? And it's just being honest.
Right.
You know, it's just like being real, you know, whatever. And then yeah, that's how it just kind of like steadied. It took a long process, you know what I mean? Like now me, I'm like 26. So then it's just like, I don't got time to like jump around, waste people's time. Because people have value time. Like time is so valuable.
Yeah.
You know, fuck money, fuck whatever. Like time is so important. We don't know how much time we have, right?
Yeah.
So make 100%. The most out of it. Don't waste people's time. Don't waste my time, please. Right. You know? And then that's about it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to your relationship as well, I assume that like you hold that same style of communication. Mm-hmm. And like, did your girlfriend kind of come into the relationship with that style of communication as well?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's like things that we work on, right? So it's just like communication is really important to me. So yeah. I told her that up front. Like, I told her everything. Like, for me, like, I'm very honest about my situations. Like, I talk about my financial status, like, in the beginning, because like, I know that's a huge criteria for some people, because like, I was on a date with some people. Like, obviously I'm going to pay for dates, you know, like, whatever. But the thing is, like, what I'm saying is like, I'm just honest. Like, yo, like, you know, I grew up low income, Section 8, single parent mom. You know, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, this is just me. You know what I mean? Like, you're on board with me, you're on board with me. If you're not, you're not. And it's all good. Whatever, right? And then some people, like, have a type of way. It's like, oh, you know, you still live with your mom in that sense. It's like, dude, like, we didn't come up with anything. My mom's a waitress. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff. We had to do certain things, you know, to get by and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, I'm just upfront. Like, I didn't come up in a cushy kind of lifestyle and all that. But, like, she didn't care. Mm-hmm. After that, got a job at Samsung. Got a good pay. It was a senior video content specialist, you know, all that stuff. It was great. That changed my life. And then content creation changed my life. This consulting marketing changed my life in a sense of, like, I could, you know, help my mom out.
Yeah.
So, like, when I got my first Samsung check, I got my mom, like, a new phone. She had, like, a busted iPhone 8, and then I got her, like, an iPhone 12. It was, like, the new one you know, at the time.
Right.
I got myself a new phone. I got my mom a TV, you know, all that stuff. I'm trying to get her an iPad. So that's the next thing. But it's just, like, more things like that. Like, I want to be able to, like, help people around me. And then the thing is, that's why I hustle. So that's why I'm like, hey, if I don't have time or whatever, like, just letting you know. But, like, Steph, my girlfriend, she's a ride or die. Like, she's here right now for L.A. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's been coming down with me. Either we take the drive together, you know, or if I'll fly, whatever. So she's there with me. So she's, like, a big support in my life in that aspect. So that's how we communicate with each other, is, like, being honest. I tell her everything, you know, what's going on with my life. And then, you know, that's about it. Like, all I'm going to do is just be honest.
Right.
You know, that's, like, the best way. Just be honest, you know? Like,
oh, my gosh, I love this.
Yeah, because if you think about it, the most problems is because you guys aren't aligned, you know, in relationships. Right. That's the biggest issue.
Right.
It's like, you guys aren't matching or aligning.
Exactly.
Either way of the thought, whatever is going on in the situation.
Right.
Right. So that's probably the most, like, issues that come up in a relationship. Like, I let her know, is like, hey, can you, like, keep things transparent, or can you, you know, keep time, because time is so important to me. So, like, sometimes, like I told her, like, how to, like, be more faster and all that stuff and things, and then things that we work on and whatnot, because I'm, like, on a kind of time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then but the thing is, it's like, she's just keeping up with me, and I appreciate that so much. You know, and obviously I'm not gonna be like, you know, it's like, why are you so slow, like, you know, because you got to realize, people didn't grow up with the same upbringing as you, where you have to be super fast.
Right.
Some people grew up in a more, like, mellow, chill life. Yep. And that's okay too.
Right.
But then this is my life, in a sense. I have to be like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So communication is important, it's key in a relationship. So,
and then also, I think a big part of communication that I'm realizing from this conversation is like, you have to also, like, know yourself and do some self-reflecting.
Oh, 100%.
In order to communicate. Right, like, you found out for yourself that you like spaces like cafes, like,
yeah,
you like, you know, that kind of energy. And so, did you always, like, reflect? Like, were you a very reflective person?
Exactly. So that's pretty much why, like, I love expression and art. It's like, you reflect on your life, or you make short film. Like, I made short films, and it's like, oh, this is a reflection of, like, either my dating or my life or my upbringing. You know what I mean? So, like, I constantly think about, like, oh, what can I do better?
Yeah.
Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? You know, I kept on thinking that. I think that's where it caught the existential crisis during the anxiety phase in my early college years.
Yeah, I feel.
And then it's like, and that's why I think a lot of times people overwork, because they don't know what they're working towards.
Like, if you're not focused and aligned, you're saying yes to everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think a lot of times why we want money so much is because, like, it gives you that freedom.
Right.
And also, it gives you that time to figure out, like, what should I be doing? Because we're in this rat race and we're working.
Right.
You might not have a time to sit down and, like, think, what is my purpose? What is my life? Whatever. You know, that's why I think party, drinking, doing drugs, whatever, like, all that stuff is so normalized, is because, like, you know, we're in this rat race. That's the best thing to, like, calm ourselves down and everything that, like, that. But then the thing is, like, that kind of steer us away from, or some drugs or whatever, like, you know,
yeah,
but you know what I'm saying, like, the other ones where it just makes you more like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I think that keeps us away from thinking, like, what is the meaning of life? What are we supposed to be doing? What am I trying to be doing?
Right.
You know, there's some self-reflective drugs that people do.
Right.
And then, yeah. And then I think that's another way a lot of people feel spiritual and figure out why they're here and all that stuff from mm-hmm. stories that I heard, you know, mm-hmm. not personally me, but like, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's why certain people do those things, to figure out why and getting to know yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Cause yeah, I definitely like have gone through my fair share of like existential crisis moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so difficult, right, mm-hmm. to try to, quote, answer these, like, big questions. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about how people, like, self-soothe and, like, mm-hmm. you know, why we do things to kind of, like, distract ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, I completely agree. Like, mm-hmm. I think a lot of, like, our culture, like, even, like, posting on socials, like, trying to get, yeah. like, a little dopamine hit and,
right,
like,
right.
just, like, distract ourselves is all because, like, there are bigger things that are, like, going on inside mm-hmm. that like maybe I'm avoiding. And so
yeah, it's just like we're trying to figure out how to please ourselves in that sense, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But I think the thing is like, for me, like, just knowing yourself is the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the reason why you're doing certain crafts. Like, I don't want to be like, also, like, for me is like making these reels is like, it's make like the purpose of me doing these reels is because maybe some people have trauma,
okay.
some people are like either, you know, just kind of like bored, or they're like tired, or they've been working so much. And like, mm. I get comments or DMs, and like, this makes my day. It's like, hey, I was kind of sad, and then saw your video. I laughed so hard that like, it made me better. I fucking love that,
yeah.
you know? And I appreciate that so much because that makes me realize I'm still doing what I'm doing. And the reason why I want to make content and make people laugh is because I know the world's tough.
Right.
I know that sadness. I was depressed.
Right.
You know, I have anxiety, whatever. If this could distract you for at least 10 seconds, that's how long my videos are, whatever, right? 10 seconds of your day, then I did my job. I'm very blessed and honored to be in this position to make yeah. you laugh and to also, like, make you, like, not think about your worries or problems.
Because
there's a lot of shit that goes on, you know what
right.
I mean? So it's just, like, I'm glad that for at least 10 to 15 seconds, I made your day.
Right.
And that you could keep moving on with whatever you got to do. So,
yeah, for sure. And so, yeah, I think next we're going to go into a little, like, silly question time.
But, okay.
And so, yeah, first question on my mind. Do you think thirst traps work?
Sorry?
Do you think thirst traps work?
Oh, thirst trap. Thirst trap work?
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, I mean, like, for me, it worked to get my girlfriend. I was, like, more fit at the time. You know, I got the love weight going on right now. But so I can't do thirst traps, and I'm a little bit older. But, like, yeah. So I think it works. Like, I know I have some homegirls, some homeboys, you know, who thirst trap. They do like this, and they just walk around. They like put like good music, R&B music or something
right,
like
right.
that.
They're kind of lip syncy.
Yeah, and then they got like nice tattoos and stuff. Like, go for it, you know, like make your check, you know, do your thing, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think
yeah.
it works, but then it's just not for me, you know. So or at the moment, it's not for me.
Back in my day.
Yeah, back in my day, you know, I did a little bit thirst traps and stuff. Like,
right.
I wouldn't do outblowing thirst traps. It would be subtle, you
right.
know. But like, it'll be subtle, you know.
Oh, but is it really subtle?
Sensu, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Mm. I like literally am just thinking about TikTok boys.
Yeah.
You know.
The arm sway, like one of these. Like one of these.
Uh-huh. It's like, how do I make this look as natural as possible?
Exactly. So I think it works. I mean, some people are like making thousands of dollars per month just doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
so,
you're right. No, because mm-hmm. I was just laughing. I was like telling my friend, I was like, oh, you should post that on your story.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't think thirst traps work. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, actually, whenever I post anything that's like even remotely like mm-hmm. thirst trappy, I'm
yeah.
like, oh, it's all my girlfriends just being so supportive. They're like, go slay, go uh-huh. off, girl. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know if it works.
Yeah, I mean, I think it works. Like, you know, also like people do the subtle ones on their stories. They post like their TikTok they made and put it on their story. And then like if you're dating, right, and you're
right.
single or whatever,
right.
that might be a good way, like someone sliding into your replies or DMs and be like, hey, how you been? You know, like something like that. So it could work in monetary and it could work in your dating life too. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. And then you make a lot of Christian,
yeah.
Korean dating content.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are some, like, stereotypical, like,
Praise team oppa.
Yeah, you know? Do you think praise team leaders go into it because they want to get girls?
Oh, sometimes. I mean, like, the thing is, I made a recent video about people, like, practicing in their car, like, come to the altar, you know, like, something like that. Like, yeah. I think some people do that, you know, like, definitely, like, the praise team leader or the what do you call it, the small group leader.
Small group, oh.
You know, yo, let me pray for you.
Oh, like, right.
Oh, my God. You know, so that's why I definitely, it's weird when a praise team, or, sorry, small group leader and a yoja, opposite genders, like, those are always sussy because, like, these dudes are, like, what, like, 28?
Oh.
The girl's, like, what, 22, 21?
Like, right.
I mean, it's, like, kind of normal, but not really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of the age gap's a little bit weird because you're, like, 28. I feel like when you're 28, you should go for, like, maybe 24 max. You know, 21 is just baby.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That is out of the womb.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, that's kind of crazy, man. But, like, it's kind of wholesome, but not really at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. As long as they're keeping God in the center of it.
Yeah, exactly. But room for the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's, like, some good couples, but, like, there's some weird ones too, you know? Like, I've seen some healthy ones, but, like, yeah.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
I think for me, like, the Christians that are more like, what do you call it? They talk the maddest shit. About someone partying or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they do the same shit on a Saturday. And then they go to church. Or, like, they drink hidden.
You
know what I mean? So, like, I went to Biola, so you're not allowed to drink. I didn't drink, actually, during the time at Biola. Because, okay. Like, you get, if you drink, you get your scholarship and everything taken away.
Oh, yeah. And I as didn't
a broke
that.
Kid. Yeah, exactly. So as a broke kid, I didn't want to risk nothing because I don't know other people. So I heard some people, like, snitch on other people saying, like, oh, they drank or whatever. You know, some people might be going through shit, you know,
right.
Or, like, hitting a vape or whatever. They might be going through something and then, like, you got to, you know, release them from school or, like, they lose their scholarship. Like, imagine me to my single parent ummah.
Yeah.
I got caught drinking and then I got my scholarship taken away because we can't financially support, you know, that kind of stuff. Right.
Right.
Pay for it already. We're struggling. Right.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, terrible. You know what I mean? So, like, I never risked it. But, like, some people would be drinking and they would be talking shit about the same people who was drinking, like, another group of person drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, dude, some people might be just going through it. Like, figure out why they're drinking.
Right.
You know? Like, it's not bad to drink, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are they drinking? Why are they doing that when they're not supposed to? Right. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I had a similar experience. I think, like, right, I was in, like, the Korean Christian group on campus, like, in college. Yeah. And I remember, like, freshman, sophomore year, I would be out. And then, right, the same people who are judging me, I'm like, oh, you were at the party last night? Like, cool.
Yeah.
So, I think, I don't know. I feel like the culture has been changing a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I have pastor friends and, like, past pastors who are like, oh, yeah, I'll do the occasional, like, whiskey, cigar combo and whatnot. And so I'm like, oh, culture's changing a little bit. But, still, I'm like, oh, okay, I, like, see you. I see you now.
I see you now. Like, also, like, stuff, like, I used to call out people, like, just about weird shit. So, like, this one time happened, I'm not going to name names or whatever, Like, we're too grown for that. But it was just more like, I had to call this dude out because he was, like, saying, like, oh, she's a slut. Like, he said slut, like, verbatim. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, chill. Like, what you mean by that, you know? Because I was in the car. I'm like, I'm not going to take this shit. Because, one, you talk to every other girl, you know, just on a regular. I mean, yeah, you're not, like, fucking around because, I guess, Christian, you know, Christian fuckboy, whatever, right?
Then
it's just like, bro, you're talking to, like, all these other, you know, girls and all that stuff. So why can't they just call you a slut, bro? You a slut. You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, why are you telling this girl just because she was talking to another dude, you know? Like, one other dude, whatever. She's not, like, taken or whatever. You know, she's single. She could do whatever she please, right? And the dude said, like, slut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, that's, like, a strong word. Don't say that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I call him out. And then whenever I see him now, it's just more like, yeah. But I don't see him. I haven't seen him since in a while. But it's just more like, it's just like when I saw him after the fact, it was just like, all right, okay, I see what kind of person you are. And it's like, all right, let's just have some distance and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
No, for sure.
Yeah. And if he watches the podcast and talks about it, it's just like, that's how I feel, you know?
No, just keeping it like straight up.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, you deserve to be, like, called out if I think so.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of honestly it for the episode. Is there anything that you want to talk about?
How's your dating life?
Well, if you know anybody, you can set me up.
Okay, sounds good.
Open to being set up.
Okay, what's your type? What's the standard?
Oh, been thinking a little bit more about this because I think, like, I'm very, like, interest heavy. Like, I love fashion.
Oh, okay.
And I, like, love music. Uh-huh. And so, like, I think one of the, like, most recent experiences was, like, I went to a concert with some friends and they just, like, didn't get it. Like, they didn't appreciate the artist.
Oh, okay.
Like, and, like, of course, like, I don't want to, like, put that on you, but I think it's so special when, like, people are able and, like, have the capacity to, like, see the beauty and, like, music.
The art and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, damn, do I compromise? Because I think, like, it's very particular when I think about it. Like,
what kind of genre is it, though?
It's like R&B, like alternative. Uh-huh. And so I've been thinking a little bit about, should I compromise on interests if they have, like, if they're family oriented and, like, they have faith of any kind, and I, like, want them to be, like, funny, like, love, like, laughing and connecting with people.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, I feel like it's, like, all, like, kind of, like, standard things. And then add on the interest. And so, yeah, it's been tough kind of dating.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the dating world is very interesting. Like, me and my girlfriend love going to, like, the bars or whatever. And we like people watching.
Oh.
So we'll be like, oh, who's, like, on their first date? Who's been, like, seasoned? Who's married? You know, who's single?
Right.
And then also, I'm not going to toot my own horn or whatever. But it's like, when I see some of the dudes, I'm like, damn, bro, like, sheesh, you know, or something like that. So I get why maybe the pool is a little bit harder to find and all that stuff. And then you get all these kind of, like, things you hear, like, on social media about, like, toxic masculinity and all that stuff. So you're just like, damn, the pool's mad small. But, like, I mean, there's some good guys out there. Like, you know, that's the people I keep around me and all that stuff. So, but, like, I don't fuck with all the weird shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. I also think, like, I don't know if it's LA because I've heard bad things about other cities, but I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I just, like, don't know if I'm, like, vibing, especially with, like, online dating. Like, I see so much beauty. Like, that's how I met my, like, past ex and whatnot. But I think I can get extreme. And, like, so I will, like, literally, like, go on, like, 3 dates a week I'm on the apps. And so I'm just like, oh, okay, let me, like, not take it to that extreme. And so, yeah, I'm, like, practicing kind of, like, patience and, like, everything will happen in the time that it needs to happen. And so I'm more so like, oh, okay, if I meet someone in person, cool, but if I don't, I'm kind of chilling.
Yeah, it's just nice to bask in singleness too. Just, you have so much more time, you know. You also, like, kind of, like, reflect about, you know, what you kind of want, and kind of more, like, picky, I guess, you see. And then it's like, it's always, though, it's really good to, like, keep your options open. So it's nice to, like, go on dates or, like, talk to multiple people, set your boundaries with whoever you're talking to, be honest, be transparent,
right?
Communication, right?
Yeah,
like, you know, just make sure, like, sorry, I just thought of something funny.
Yeah, say it.
We'll bring it back into that. But, like, you know, make sure, like, you could talk to as many people as you want. Just be intentional or see where, you know, you're going. But, like, you get to know people and see you vibe, what you like, what you don't like, that way, by talking to a lot of people.
Right. I think, like, the biggest thing is, like, oh, it opens up a pool. Like, with online dating, it opens up a pool of people, like, I probably wouldn't have ever met.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, okay, I like some mutuals, like, or I'm trying to learn how to, like, having mutual friends, because I think it kind of scares me.
Like, of dating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you might, like, oh, shoot, like, this person knows the person I matched or something.
Yeah. Like, do you think a lot about, like, the Korean Christian circle and, like, kind of, like,
the incestual Asian dating?
Oh.
The friend group?
Yes, that. Yeah. But also, like, kind of the reputation you hold because everyone knows everyone.
Yeah. So that's why I never DM'd really people, like, you know, because I didn't want to screenshot and, like, look at this goofy motherfucker,
right,
like, you know, and stuff like that. No track history.
Right.
Or something. But the thing is, like, I feel like the thing is, you know, if they're judging you, you're just being authentic. If you're doing things authentic to your way, that's just you at the end of the day. And if people have something to say, fuck them, because, like, you know, they don't know you. Like, the mutuals, they don't know you. Your friends know you. Your people know you.
Right.
So who gives a fuck at the end of the day? Like, the thing is, some people might misconstrue or whatever of who you are as a human being or a person, right? But just be authentic, be real, just say what you got to do. And then if people judge, at least you'll know that I'm right. And the only thing that matters is knowing if you're right or not in life, you know? So I think that's, like, the best way to kind of, like, navigate in those scenarios, you know? Yeah, people have a vibe, you know, people will say something about you. Like, I, you know, when I was at that bio at that time, I was always known as that Jubilee dude or, like, whatever, like, you know, that was, like, my term, or internet dancer or whatever, stuff like that. But, like, don't let people put you in a box as well, or you'll think that's who you are. Right? And that's how you categorize yourself. Right. But if you're just doing you and you do whatever,
yeah,
you could strive and get so much, you know? Like, I think for me, that's why I started doing content creation and whatever, is because I didn't let people put me in a box. People said, oh, you're the dude on Jubilee. Oh, you're a dude on Wong Fu. You're a dude dancer. You're whatever.
Right.
They don't know what to put me as, you know?
Right.
So they're like, oh, he makes films. I was like, no, I like acting. Like, I like doing this. I like doing that. Like, I'm just doing what I like doing.
Right.
So don't let people put you in a box. That's the best way to succeed, is to break out of your box, do what you're passionate about, do what you love to do, and that's the best way to succeed. And also, that's how you might find your partner as well, is because you know yourself, you know your interests, you know whatever you want.
Right.
And right away, maybe you're on that date, you know?
Yeah.
Then you'll realize, oh, this isn't the right person for me. Mm-hmm. And funny story, my girlfriend said I could talk about this.
Okay.
So when I was on the date with her, she was mad quiet. I didn't expect her to be this quiet. And the thing is, usually for every date I had really good bounce back and forth. Like, there's dates where I talked to a girl for like 4 hours.
Right.
You know? And then there's like dates that lasted like maybe like 6 hours, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. So it means it did pretty well.
Good, yeah. Good conversation.
Right. Yeah. So then for my girlfriend, like when we were eating sushi, I was like, dang, is she not interested? And then there were times, like, I know this is a thing where girls will just pay for the meal.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not interested on the dude, right?
Oh, yeah, me.
But the thing is, oh nice.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be indebted to anyone.
Indebted one, right? Exactly. Yeah. But the cool thing is, like, for me, whenever I was on a date, like, they would offer to pay for their meal. But then I would like that in a sense of, like, thank you for offering, but no.
Right.
I'm going to pay for it. You get dessert, you know, something like that. And then we'll talk more, we'll eat dessert or something like that. So she didn't do that. So I was like, this is throwing me off, whatever. I'm like, oh shit, should I dip? Like, is this not going to work out?
And, right.
But turns out she's been my girlfriend for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, we also after that, it got a lot better. So I was actually calling my homegirl on the phone onto the next location. Like, yo, I don't think she fuck with me, man. Like, I don't know if this is working, bro. I think I should dip or like something, you know? So I told her that I was open with my girlfriend after.
Oh, okay.
And after we're together and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, after that, we went to, like, a barcade.
Oh,
we got, like, cookies. That was another time. We got boba, you know? And then we went to this, like, viewpoint thing. Like, she was new to the Bay, so I gave her the fuckboy.
Wait, I was going to say, yeah, I exactly. think I know what viewpoint you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Calm Hills and stuff. Yeah. I was just like, yo, this is the Bay Area fuckboy. Let me just let you do it. Like, I was just like,
right.
as a joke, it's really funny.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, it was really cute. I'll tell you more what happened. We've been talking on that hill for about 2-3 hours, you know? And then just, it was getting windy. It was cold. We didn't care. We just, like, talking and all that stuff.
Right.
And the thing is, for me, like, my smooth way of, like, interacting with her was, like, I put my forehead on her forehead.
What?
So, like, I didn't want to, like, oh, where my hug? Like, oh, I joked about, like, where my hug at? Because we're doing this fuckboy, like, you know, date thing.
Right.
So, I, like, turned it around. Like, let's make this shit funny.
Oh.
You know, and have that personality and all that stuff. So, I was just like, where my hug at? And then, like, or whatever, that kind of stuff. But during that connection thing is, like, you don't want to be so, like, hurry up and, like, grab. You know, I don't like doing that. Like,
right.
You want to make it funny. You want to make it pleasant for them. You know, you don't want to make uncomfy vibes.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is like literally we stood straight like this and then we put our foreheads together.
Oh my gosh. Like, so cute.
Like this. And then we just walk away or something. So.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Like the self-awareness is crazy.
Exactly. So, I mean, that worked on her. And then like she really liked that date. And obviously we second her and all that stuff. And then now we're together. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I love that.
So also, it's just memes, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love a bit of humor within a date. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, of course, like nerves are there and whatnot.
Oh yeah. The nerves are there. So why not just release it through humor?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even like just call it out. Like,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
like, oh, it's kind of like cute that you're like, oh, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous right now.
Yeah.
Or you could like, I'm nervous.
I'm shy.
Like, as a joke or something, you know? So I can't do that now. I'm kind of old. But like, you know, like when I was a little bit younger, I could do that and get away with it, you know?
Right,
so it's like, imagine like a Ndugun Yajishi is just me like, I'm shy. And then the girls just be like, the fuck?
That's an ick.
Yeah,
like,
at your grown age or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Your big age.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not. Also, good to know that like people will call people from the first location to the second location. Because literally, like me calling my sister, being like, "Oh, I don't know how this is going. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel." Mm-hmm. Or it's like, "Oh my god, I think I'm interested for sure. Let's see." So feel validated in that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like you're communicating with your friends because also these people, the person you're dating or whatever, are going to be with your peers. peers.
Right.
So that's
right.
really important. So like me introducing Steph to my homeboys, my, you know, my homegirls and stuff, and them giving the same respect. Like, I really appreciate that a lot. And she appreciates that a lot, you know, because I don't want some weird like girl being like, oh my God, she's like my bestie. Like, he's my, you know, like that weird one friend, you know, stuff like that. I don't want none of that because I don't want my girlfriend to feel insecure.
Right.
You know, and all that stuff. I don't want her to worry about none of that. I'm not going to be like, oh, she's just a friend, you know, or something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. yeah.
Or at least if you have a past with someone, just be upfront with it.
Right.
Yeah. And then don't do weird shit. Yeah. You know, obviously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Like, make your boundaries. Make sure that you're communicating your boundaries. Like, if it means, like, no one-on-one hangouts with, like, this girl I used to have whatever with, then, like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just let them know about, like, oh, we had a past or whatever. And it's like, is this okay with you?
Right.
You know, also, like, I had a work thing. Okay. And then it was, like a influencer friend I had to bring for a Blackpink concert, right?
Oh, okay.
She has a boyfriend, too. And then I was just, like, letting her know, like this is just, like, work. Is this okay? Just like communicating with that, you know, obviously it's not an issue because she has a boyfriend, obviously, but I just want to communicate that with her, you know, and stuff like that. So it's okay. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, obviously I don't have feelings or whatever,
right?
You know, so it's just like, hey, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to be on like this video thing or like shoot for, you know, this company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing like one of my friends to this event. Is that okay? You
know, right.
And just being communicative with that. That's like the best way to do it.
Oh my gosh. You see, guys, it's not that hard. Like, it's more sus if you don't say anything.
Exactly.
Or like try to keep it hidden. I'm like, oh, okay. I wasn't thinking it, but maybe should I?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe should I be worried? And so, yeah, I really appreciate
it. You know, exactly. But also, you don't want to be like that guy. You guys just started dating. It's like, oh, I fucked her. Oh, we were dating. Like, you don't want to be that either. Like, you know, you got to make sure you do it like in emotionally intelligent way.
Right.
Use your fucking like head.
Yeah. Get some nunchi. Like, let's think about nunchi. It.
Like, just think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, cool. Just be communicative. That's like the best way in the relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. Caleb, I think that you're the new blueprint. Like, literally, wow. I love it so much.
I have faults too, though. So, like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. That's why you work on it.
Right.
And all that stuff. Like, things that I could work on. Nothing. Ooh. No, I'm just kidding. You could bring up my girlfriend on the next episode.
Okay.
And then we'll just talk about all my faults.
Yeah. No, we'll do a girl talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for your time.
No, I appreciate
episode.
Your time.
Like, genuinely, this is so fun. I'm glad that we were able to like connect. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Jackie.
Oh, yeah, Jackie. Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys haven't listened to Jackie's episode, you guys can listen to that after this.
Jackie's cool.
Yeah.
Her film. Check it out.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. But yeah, where can the people find you?
Oh, Caleb Jew or Caleb Joe. It was supposed to, oh, that's a funny story. It's Caleb Joe. But everyone was like, are you Caleb Jew?
Wait,
so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Caleb Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How many O's? Four?
It's three.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe I should have done four. That would have made it maybe more clear, but I think still people will call me Caleb Jew.
Well, I was going Caleb Jew then I was like, oh, it's Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe. So Caleb Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay, for sure. If you want to check out his b-boying, you could just literally.
Oh my god!
I like went to your Facebook.
What?
I literally
you could see that shit?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
the crew was what, Black Box?
Oh yeah, a crew. Oh my god, dang! You did your research.
No,
Nardwar type shit. So
yeah,
like,
I did.
Black Box crew.
Uh-huh.
It was mad funny because the acronym is BBC.
oh duh.
Yeah. So it was just like jokes, like, you know, high school shit. You know?
Yeah.
But so it was like Black Box crew. And then Crew was my K-pop dance group that I was in.
Oh, sick. Okay, yeah. Okay. Maybe after this, we'll do a little bit of
K-pop dancing,
K-pop,
TikTok.
Yeah,
yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. You guys can find us on all listening platforms. It's Pugogi Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Me on Instagram at HannahCat. That's with three T's.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, Hannah,
thank you.